Roosevelt sets production targets at 125,000 airplanes, 75,000 tanks, and 10 million tons of ships. This is the Victory program. But victory is uncertain and very far off. American opinion is flagging, and an exploit is needed to shore it up. A daring plan is devised. An aircraft carrier, the USS Hornet, will attempt to get as close to Japan as possible with a squad of 16 B-25 bombers. This is the first time that such large planes will be taking off from the compact deck of a carrier in battle. The air crews are trained by Air Force Colonel Jimmy Doolittle, once a famous racing pilot. He will command the raid. The mission seems impossible. For the long flight over to Japan, these planes are too heavy in terms of bombs and fuel. But they succeed in taking off. Their mission will be celebrated in a popular feature film, 30 Seconds Over Tokyo. They drop 16 tons of bombs and cause only minor damage, but it is a huge slap in the face for the Empire of the Rising Sun. 8 raiders went down in Japanese territory, and vengeance was fierce. Tried for war crimes, 3 were sentenced to death, and 5 received life in prison. For the Prime Minister, General Tojo, and for Admiral Yamamoto, the American raid proved that it was necessary to extend their defensive perimeter to the east. Their plan is to take Midway, an American military base in the middle of the Pacific, and then capture Pearl Harbor, as they should have done 6 months earlier. What the Japanese do not know is that the Americans have successfully broken their secret military code, and are therefore aware of the plan. As a result, the US Commander-in-Chief, Admiral Chester Nimitz, prepares to defend Midway. He has fewer aircraft carriers than Yamamoto, but he brings them all over to set up an ambush. Admiral Yamamoto is on his way, at the head of the biggest armada ever put together. 200 battleships, and above all, an exceptional fleet of 8 aircraft carriers, transporting nearly 600 planes. On board are 5,000 Japanese Marines and a painter who's come along to immortalize the battle, Fujita. In Paris, he was a famous Montparnasse artist. He has returned to Japan to do his duty. On the American side, it is the eminent director John Ford who will immortalize the defense of Midway Island. On the eve of the battle, he recreates the atmosphere of his westerns before the final shootout. The Marines know that the attack is slated for the next day.